Well, there's no answer to the question you pose, or at least we already know, all of us, everyone listening to this, and everyone throughout the Muslim world knows the answer to the questions that you pose so brilliantly and with such innocence and integrity, and I'm much moved by your call. They have great armies and navies. And let me tell you a little anecdote. I was in Beirut in 1982 with Arafat when Israel arrived in overwhelming force and besieged the capital. And at one point, Gaddafi lectured Arafat. He said, "Why don't you commit suicide before leaving Beirut?" He said, "Allowing Israel into Beirut is like allowing someone into your wife's bedroom." Arafat answered Gaddafi, "Where are you with your great army, with your navy, with your air force? Where are the Arabs with their armies and their navies and their air forces? If you came to our rescue, we wouldn't have to commit suicide and we wouldn't have to leave Beirut." Who can answer that? No one. Aviva in Pakistan, may God bless you, and all those who attend the Al-Quds Day rally in Pakistan and around the world. The London one is gathering at the BBC in Portland Place and marching to the American Embassy in Grosvenor Square. I'm not yet sure, but someone will tell me in my ear what time that demonstration is, and I'll announce it to you by the end of the show. So, what do you have to say? What is your message to the local Al-Quds rally? What is your message to the rallies on Saturday, which will be taking place also all over the world? By the way, the London times for the Al-Quds rally are from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. Ibrahim is on the line, and I've kept him waiting too long in South Africa. Go ahead, Ibrahim.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, go ahead.
I have the question for the Egypt. Why the Egypt didn't allow to the go to the innocent people to the go to the hospital? Why the Egypt president doing with us like this?
Because Egypt is governed by a military junta, slaves to the United States of America and Israel. And this is the reason they got rid of Morsi. Not because Morsi was useless. He was useless. Not because Morsi didn't make every mistake that could possibly be made. He did make every mistake that could possibly be made. But they got rid of Morsi so they could put in this stooge, this military stooge with his hat and his uniform emblazoned with medals. And how? I have no idea. They put him there so that he would be a reliable ally when they massacred the Palestinian people across the fence in Gaza. That's the truth of the matter, Ibrahim. I'm pressing on because Iran is calling. Rohallah. Rohallah on the line in Iran. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Welcome. George Galloway, how are you?
Well, I'm not so good. I'm feeling the pain of all this, but go ahead.
Yeah, of course, Dad. Everybody's like feeling that. Yeah. Actually, I'm suggesting new ideas for helping Palestinian people.
Excellent.
If it's no problem to say that, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I suggest the minds of the people all around the world to three elements for helping Palestinian people, three ways. One, the people of the world should know that they should pray. They ask God, they worship, you know that? They ask God for the Savior. They ask God for spread of the right and the dismantle of evil all around the world. The first step is this. The world must be clarified that everything is in the hand of God. And this is the first step. But the praying is not only that actually not doing anything, just, for example, sitting in your home and not doing anything. No, it needs actions. actions like your program. Your program is just doing the right thing. It's doing for the Palestinians. It's doing against the evil. Or having, for example, not buying or not purchasing Zionist products. This is a very important step that Iranian people are doing this. Me, myself, never buying Nokia, I don't know, cell phones or whatever that Zionist regime produces, the Israeli produces. Or illuminating the actually minds of the people all around the world, you know? This is another job that your program is doing. So, illuminating that the right thing is to actually do the jobs for the Palestinian people. This is all about the, just to support the idea that the Palestinian is right and the Israel is the right, is the wrong. But about the benefits, I'm participating in the benefits tomorrow, inshallah. And the Iran-Iranian people are the pioneers, have been all the time the pioneers of participating in the rallies. But maybe the world may not understand, may not know the people of the world. What are the benefits to just to participate in the rallies? What are the benefits? Maybe this is a question in their mind. I say that the benefits of the rallies are that will, the first benefit is that God will respond to the people's requests when he sees the actions of the people, when he sees that the hearts of the people are for some other group of people. You know that? This is the first benefit. The second benefit is that the world will understand the importance of this act, the importance of this deepness of the cruelty against the humanity. It's not only about Islam, it's about the humanity. They are killing people all in Palestine, the West Bank, okay? It was the things I would just tell about...
Well, that's been very helpful. It's been a very powerful call. And I'm happy to endorse everything that you said. I would just add this, and this is how I put it. I say, I don't know what the impact will be of the marches and demonstrations that I go on and I organize and speak at until I can speak no more. I can't guarantee victory, but I can guarantee defeat if we don't fight. If you fight, you can't be sure to win. But if you don't fight, you can be sure to lose. And in any case, on the last day, when we're all asked what we did, when we're asked what we did when the Palestinians were being massacred, I will at least, as will many others listening to this, be able to say that every breath that God gave me, I expended it to try and stop the crimes being committed. There's been a record number of callers this evening, and 68% of the calls we've broadcast have been new callers. And that's the kind of exponential growth that I want to see continuing. Barry in Norway will have to be the last caller. Barry, welcome to the show. Barry?
Hello, Mr. George.
Yes, hello, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Cherno from Norway again, Barry.
You're very welcome, Barry. Go ahead.
I just want the world to know, I got a very, very important, you know, how to call it, you know, message to extend this, you know, to the whole world, that people to be aware of. You see, George, we are tired and sick of listening to these so-called superpowers, America, Israel, Britain, and their allies, calling Hamas to be terrorist groups. Do they forget how Israel become Israel? Let me just recall their memories, you know. Let me just remind them that in the year 1941 to 1948, after the World War II, 259 terrorist attacks were conducted by a Jewish terrorist. They got various, you know, organizations by the names of Ignun, Stone Gang, Haganah. The famous bombing on the 22nd of July 1946 of King David Hotel.
Indeed, 1993, I think, British citizens were killed in that attack.
Yes.
Barry, forgive me. I want to take one last caller for 30 seconds. Sahu Jayed in New York City. Go ahead, New York.
Hi, sir. Here's Dr. Ali again. Thank you so much for giving me time, and it's like an honor again to speaking to you.
Okay.
You know, it's I would say Gaza is an sh- shame on the humanity, the so-called people who are working for humanity, and they are hypocrites. And I thank you to diverting the hypocrisy of corporate media. I would say shame on the UN, shame on the US, UK, and the so-called people who speak about, you know, about the human rights. And my message on Al-Quds rally is that if we are strong and we resist, we would win. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And you've given me just a very short time to sum up what has been a fantastic discussion this evening on this momentous evening, where the crimes of the settler state, the murder gangs of the Zionist ideology, who have been on a murderous rampage, almost unprecedented in scale and ferocity and cruelty. They talk about asymmetric warfare. The Zionist state has the very latest and best fighter planes, bombers, rockets, shells. They have thousands and thousands of tanks. They have a mighty navy. They have hundreds of undeclared, illegally held nuclear weapons. They have all this. They have the support of the United States of America so that they can do all of this. It's too extreme, even obscene, to watch all of the footage that we have and could show you now. Israel has all of that, but it is hated and hated and hated by more and more and more people all over the world. If people could find a way to get back at them, to boycott them, to divest from them, to take sanctions against them, to shout against their injustice in their face, they would do so. Nobody loves Israel anymore. People still move for Israel, but not out of love. That's why I say their days are numbered. And the fighters of the Palestinian resistance have my salute this evening.
Hello, just comment your name and the number. And just make sure that your television volume is set to 0.
Zero. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You redirect me through the phone number and then we'll be back.
Comment. Can I have your telephone number?